That's really hard to listen to. And we are at the beginning of Holy Week, which is our most important and difficult week as we remember the last days of Jesus' earthly life. But this is our story. Even in the betrayal, abandonment, suffering, and death, God is with Jesus every step of the way. And this week begins with Jesus' joy-filled entrance into Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, you know, God's deliverance from the evils of slavery into freedom. And we join in, too, as we do every time we gather here for communion and our celebration of Thanksgiving of Jesus' Last Supper. So we hear again about his betrayal by a friend for money, abandonment by all his closest as he prays in the garden, his seizure by the government. There's a corrupt late-night trial for a made-up crime, denial by a friend because the friend's in so much fear, beating, mocking, being traded out for a murderer, sentence to a horrible public execution, continued mocking, and his lonely, painful, slow death, and then burial. It is difficult to hear, yet it is so very important to fully participate in this remembering of Jesus' commitment to demonstrating God's love, even to die for this. When we remember Jesus' suffering, it confirms our invitation that we can bring our suffering to God and that we can be agents of God's compassion when we're with those who are suffering in our world today. You know, this week, this is why we gather every Sunday. Our faith is in a Jesus who loves God so much and loves us so much that he was willing to die to demonstrate that love. So it's Holy Week. And on Tuesday evening, we gather for this very moving hour in darkness and silence and taze music as we contemplate how Jesus loves us and demonstrated that love to us this last week of his earthly life. And then on Thursday, we gather to do something that Jesus did to demonstrate his role as a servant. And we do what is so uncomfortable for so many of us. We're invited to wash each other's feet, just like Jesus did for his friends. And we celebrate the Last Supper, our Eucharist, and then we remove everything from the sanctuary. And Reverend Jeannie slowly and reverently washes the altar, viscerally bringing us into the sorrow all Jesus' family and friends experienced. And on Friday, we gather to say the Stations of the Cross, to walk along with Jesus as he carries his wooden cross through the city of Jerusalem to the site of his crucifixion and death. These are difficult moments, and our services do not avoid this. And we're all invited to make room this Holy Week to attend these services and to sit in our discomfort and to remember the extent Jesus was willing to go to demonstrate his love of God and therefore God's love of us by dying for us. We are invited to follow Jesus, to stay with him and be with him through this remembering. Now, next Sunday evening, or Saturday evening and Sunday morning, we celebrate God's resurrecting Jesus from the dead. And we celebrate God's demonstration of power over all evil and death. And we gather together to joyfully accept the greatest gift ever, God's gift of being present with us always, and giving us eternal life with God, now and in the next life. But we're not going to rush through this. We're not going to skip the challenging, difficult, sad moments leading up to our celebration. We're going to stay a while with Jesus in his loneliness, abandonment, suffering, and sorrow, and thank him for not giving up or caving in. So for the next few moments, I'm going to ask you to do just that, to stay a while remembering Jesus' suffering. So make sure you're comfortable, and I invite you to gaze either at the cross or at the icon of the crown of thorns, or to close your eyes and take a deep breath and slowly let it out. And now for a few moments, stay with Jesus in his suffering. Jesus, it is too much for us to fully take in, to completely understand the depth and breadth of your willingness and your obedience to give up your life so that we can live in your love, in God's love forever. Please open our hearts, cast away our resistance and fear, and bring us close to you so we too can live through humble acts of service and moments of sacrificial love in your name. Amen.